given it, but Front Pioneer is pleased to be part of the PILA growth initiative, and we really commend the USB for their leadership in pulling the industry together with this effort, which will enable much broader access to this innovative technology. As Vanessa said, Hyolac soybeans are really nothing short of a reinvention of soybean oil from the perspective of food and industrial customers and ultimately the consumer. But a key challenge for our industry going forward is to develop a large-scale, highly efficient supply chain to bring the technology to the market and to do it as rapidly as possible to avoid further decline in soybean oil market share in high-value markets. Pioneer's Plenish Hyolac soybeans are now in the early stage of commercialization, with production occurring in Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, and Maryland. The oil is performing very well in end-user applications such as food service frying, shelf life testing of packaged foods, and in industrial uses. But perhaps even more importantly, from a grower perspective, soybean yield and agronomic performance that our farmer customers are seeing outstanding. The bottom line is that the industry has all the key elements coming together with high-yielding seed technology, strong processor interest, and the downstream market demand for a high-performance, cost-efficient soybean oil solution. With the USB initiative, we can drive this new technology to its full potential by enabling more rapid expansion of the production footprint and by driving demand at every point in the value chain. DuPont Pioneer looks forward to being a part of this cutting-edge effort.